So excuse me for a second, I forgot one item. Are there any disclosures of pecuniary interest? All none? Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Good evening, Deputy Mayor and Councilors. My name is Sarah Sinisak, I'm the Assistant Planner in the town. So our first item today is a zoning bylaw amendment for 565 Texas Road. So we're in receipt, the town is in receipt of an application for a zoning bylaw amendment from Mark Patel on behalf of Kirk DeLuca for 565 Texas Road. The effect of the zoning bylaw amendment will be to permit the uses permitted within the commercial neighborhood zone on the subject property. The applicant intends to use a portion of the existing building for a pool supply store. So the property will have a dual zoning of agriculture special provision A-2/commercial neighborhood to permit existing uses and the proposed retail uses. This property is designated neighborhood commercial in the official plan. Therefore, this zoning bylaw amendment is in conformity with the official plan. There is currently an auto repair shop on the property that has been in operation since the mid-1980s and is proposed to remain on the property. So that's pretty much my overview for you thus far.
Are there any questions from the public? Comments from the public? Any questions or comments from councilors? Councilor Courtney?
Thank you, Acting Mayor. Just in regards to seeing all of the criteria, the concerns that were brought up by the chief building official, these will be taken care of upon completion. I mean, I'm just looking at the list of things that his concerns are. Obviously, I'm assuming this will all be taken care of.
Yeah, so we've been in contact with the applicant and through the CBO and Deputy CBO, we've been in contact with the applicant, tried to discuss what we're going to do with the site. So all of this will be taken care of prior to the issuance of any building permits. So the applicant's completely willing to work with us on all of the issues that were identified.
And so I did read it, so there's no storage of chemicals and things like that.
Yes. No outdoor storage, just what is going to be within the building. All building code separations and everything like that will have to comply as well.
Thank you.
Councilor Poole?
Yes, I just want to be 100%. I'm pretty sure what you're saying here is that this is a preliminary meeting, that the comments are going to be summarized and come back to us for another vote. So this is just to send it on.
Yes, that's correct. Okay. So this is the statutory public meeting. If we have any comments from the public, we usually take them in now and summarize them. Or any concerns from council, we can also summarize and bring back in 2 weeks.
So in 2 weeks, we will get all of the recommendations by the building department about the storage, about the cleaning up care of the vehicles and everything else. And that will be in the final report that we will vote on then.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Questions? Looking for a motion? Motion by Councilor Pru?
Yes, I'll move the recommendations as printed.
Okay. Seconder? Councilor Simone? Any questions? All in favor? And that carries. With item 3.2.
This is a housekeeping zoning bylaw amendment that was initiated by administration to clarify certain provisions and correct minor technical errors. So the changes to the zoning bylaw include an update to map 55, which we will just change a minor portion of one specific lot from A, zone agriculture, to zone R2, which is a residential zone. This is just to match the current official plan designation on the property. It's very minor. It's just where the zoning should have been updated in the past, but was not. So a minor change to this area. Then we will also be amending in the general provisions, access to parking areas and spaces. We will be increasing the maximum driveway width to not more than 50% of the lot frontage, up to a maximum of 9 meters for a driveway accessory to a single dwelling. So this will either increase the maximum driveway or possibly decrease it on certain properties. So it's just increasing it a maximum of 50% of the lot frontage, which is our typical calculation for our stormwater management, is 50% of the lot coverage is cement or building or anything like that. So we're just increasing slash changing this to the maximum 50% up to a maximum of 9 meters. We've been requested to do this by Public Works to limit the number of individuals coming forward asking for amendments to the bylaw to permit larger driveways. Now they'll kind of have strict regulations that they comply with, that larger lots will have slightly larger driveways. And we're also amending another section within the same access to parking areas and spaces for lots on cul-de-sacs that have reduced frontage. So only those specific lots will calculate the maximum driveway width based on the lot width rather than the lot frontage, just in case some of those lots have minimized frontage. And Public Works has said that a driveway policy drafted by them will be coming forward to council at some point in the future, and that policy will outline these changes as well. And then the last change is to make our zoning bylaw comply with IRCA's Essex Region Conservation Authority's regulations. Some minor errors were in the zoning bylaw amendment, such as in setback from Detroit River shoreline, we have to add the words plus the depth after within 8 meters for a setback. And we have to correct our setback from inland water courses and municipal drains. It's currently 6 meters. IRCA's regulations are 8 meters, so we just have to correct that. I believe those are all the changes that we're proposing for the zoning bylaw amendment, or for the housekeeping zoning bylaw amendment. Thank you.
And I'll have just one question first. So in terms of the driveway widths, okay, does this have to do with water runoff? Having more land, I guess, where water can percolate, into the soil rather than running off into our sewers?
So stormwater calculations are in subdivisions in various areas are usually done on a 50% maximum lot coverage basis for most of our subdivisions when we're doing stormwater management plans. So that's kind of why we're changing this to a maximum of 50% of the lot frontage. Sometimes smaller lots were able to put a rather large driveway on their lot, which would then be too much for stormwater management to handle. And larger lots could only put still this rather not large driveway. And they were requesting a larger driveway, which would require an amendment to the zoning bylaw. And so because we have so many requests for variances, Public Works decided that they would put forward a policy, and once that policy comes forward, it will have this information in it. So it's kind of a mix of stormwater management and reducing the number of variances requested.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions by councilors? Mm-hmm. Councilor Crew?
It's not so much a question, but this came before the Committee of Adjustment when I was still on the committee, and it was the committee's recommendation that this come forward in the form of a bylaw because it seemed to us that there was going to literally be hundreds of such applications that could be made, and it did not seem right to have to adjudicate each and every one of them when the bylaw was not clear. So I'm very thankful for what is here because that's exactly what the committee asked for.
Yeah, thank you.
So I get the dual role here. I can say, good job, committee, I'll do it.
I'm just happy you remembered.
Oh, no.
Any other questions? Councillor Courtney.
Thank you. Just in regards to number one, the map 55. Map 55 is updated from change of the zone symbol on those lands shown from A to R2. This isn't a zoning amendment. It's agricultural land. Are we changing the designation to R2?
Small parcel of property in question is already designated low density residential, but it was just these little areas that were zoned agriculture but designated low density residential. So all it is changing that zone to match the official plan designation. So we are not changing the official plan designation at all, staying the same.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Comments? Okay, motion. Councilor Crowe?
I'll move the motions as written.
And a second on that, Councilor MacArthur? Any other questions? No? All in favor? That carries. And now a motion to adjourn. Counselor Courtney, Counselor Reno. And that carries, oh, sorry, all in favor? That carries.